Hi, Ivan.
Hey.
Hey, did you need some more time?
I'm driving, but like I can still talk, so go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start setting up your account. Is this going to still be a good time for you? Because I know you're driving.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to like type or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, no, Mijo, you're good. You don't have to type anything.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so first name is Ivan, last name, is it Reyes? I don't want to assume.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the best email for you is going to be reyespainting101@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, your phone number, best number for us to call you on is the 865-368-6815, right?
Yes.
And I see that this is also the number you have listed for the business as well.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay. Let's take a look. Let me just, I have an address for you is 2908 Wimple Avenue, and that's in Knoxville. Is that like your home address? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's what we call like a home office, right?
Yeah.
All right. No worries. 37902 is the zip code that I'm showing?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on your way to another job?
No, I'm heading to the house right now.
Oh, okay. You're done for the day now? You're like, yes, hopefully. Good. Get to start your weekend a little bit early, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then, okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to pin verify you at this address. The address is not going to show anywhere on Google, okay? It will be hidden, just an FYI, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see here. Okay, Ivan, I want to start going over some notes. Now, these notes are going to be for my technician. So when you have your client interviewed, they're just basically going over everything you and I went over. They're going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, talk to you about, you know, ad campaigns for Facebook. They're going to talk to you about your services. They'll go over way more in detail. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see here. You don't have a Google Business profile. What are your hours of operation? Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
What time?
7 to 6.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday is closed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to your targeted areas, right, this is the areas that we'll target. The Facebook ads are going to reach right now up to 50 miles, okay? Once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, you can cover wherever your insurance covers you. Okay. Are you okay right now with the 50-mile radius to start?
Yeah, that works fine. Yeah,
okay.
Perfect.
You could also, like, you know, because it's gonna target 50 miles from your zip code. But let's say you want it to start from a different location and 50 miles out. You can always do that, too, with the Facebook ads. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What is your preferred method of contact when we're communicating with you? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
When, like, you, like, Local Splash is
like when Local Splash is reading, yeah. When we're reaching out to you, do you prefer that we call, text, email, all three, phone and text? How do you prefer we communicate with you?
I'd like to get a phone call and a text.
Phone and text. Beautiful. Okay. So let me do that. And you're doing just strictly painting, right?
Well, painting along with pressure washing and pouring, too.
Okay. So what I'm going to do for you is for the Google Guaranteed, it's going to be the strictly painter leads, but for the other, like the local listing, the Facebook ads and all that, we're doing flooring, we're doing painting, we're doing pressure washing, whatever services you're offering, okay?
Right.
And then the insurance that you have is at least $250,000, right, in general liability?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, perfect. Let me just notate this real quick because I want to make sure. Let me see here. Okay, you said pressure washing.
Yeah.
Obvious is interior, exterior painting. Yeah. And then we said flooring. Is that installs or repairs too?
Installs.
Is there a particular type of flooring you like to do?
No.
Okay, any kind? Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want me to put?
No, that'll be it.
Okay. If you ever need to add in more, just let us know and we add it. Okay, it doesn't cost you more money. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. And then let me see. You don't have a Google Business profile. We're going to be getting you verified through Google. And then client does not have reviews right now, but we're going to help you gain reviews. I'm sure you have people that you can ask to leave you reviews, right?
Yeah.
Once we get your Google Business profile set up, and then I know that you have a Facebook page. You'll need to add us on as managers to your Facebook page just so that way we can run your ads, okay? You still hold the ownership to your page, just an FYI. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me go here and add that part in there. Are you doing residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential is my preference.
Okay. So no commercial for now. Okay. You have your own website. Let me grab the link to that just so that way they're aware of the website that you have.
It's rayispainting.biz.
Yep. I got it right here. I love the colors. Have you always been painting, or like, was it something you learned earlier on and then just branched out on your own?
It was kind of something that I learned, and then I wanted to like kind of give a try with the business.
Good for you. Now, what we're going to also do on your Google Business profile, and this is to prevent from you having a bunch of spam calls, okay? We're going to create this little tiny URL, or actually we're going to put a tracking number. It's going to be a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And you're going to be able to track your calls, your messages. You could even block a spam call if one came through, okay? But this is a helpful tool for you. So, like, let's say you're on your way to a client's house to go give an estimate, and, oh, darn, you forgot the address at home. Go on to your client dashboard, retrieve the call, and listen to it, and you can grab the address from there. This is going to prevent from you getting a bunch of spam calls, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then let me see here. Okay. Now, this answer is no. This does not pertain to you. This one doesn't either. Bear with me. I'm talking to myself right now. okay. All right. Now, okay, so yes, you are willing to go through the background check. You do have a social security number or an SSN or an I-10, right? Which one do you have? The social? Okay. Now, they're gonna ask, like, for example, there's gonna be two different companies that Google uses. One is called Pinkerton, the other one's called Evident ID. That, who runs the background check? Once we know who it is, We're gonna actually call you and say, hey, be on the lookout. Ivan, you're gonna get an email or a text coming from Pinkerton or coming from Evident ID. One of them's gonna ask you to upload the front and back copy of your driver's license, or the other one might ask you to, you know, put your name, your birth date, your social, because they're just verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. So I'm assuming you have a driver's license or a state ID or a United States passport, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, beautiful. I know some of these questions are silly, but just got to make sure I have everything noted here. Yes, you have your insurance. Okay, this question does not pertain to you. Now, I'm also going to notate on there that once we know you've been approved, that they need to call you, okay, before activating those leads. They have to speak with you directly, and I will notate that, okay? Okay, so let me just save those notes. Do you think you'll have time today for your client interview, or do you prefer we push it to Monday to give you the weekend to fill out the application? What do you prefer?
Give me Monday.
Okay. What time on Monday would work best for you so I could see what's on the calendar?
At like 2 p.m.?
2 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah.
So I do have, that's the 21st. So I can't believe, wow, this month is like flying. Okay.
Yeah,
so you're 3 hours ahead of me. I'm going to put you for, which would be 11 o'clock our time. That's perfect. Now, when we call you on Monday, we're going to call you from an 877 number. Ivan, it's important that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, let's say for some reason we called you, right? You're in the
yeah.
middle of a job. You need 5 or 10 more minutes. Listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And we'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
Also, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to proceed without me. Okay? And
gotcha.
I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it is coming up in that next hour. I'm sending you this calendar invite right now. You don't need to do anything with it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I know you're still driving. I'm going to start setting up the billing, but I want you to be safe. So I don't know if we'll need to wait for you to pull over or something. But what I'm going to do in the meantime right now is I'm going to be walking you through your voice verification recording. Okay? So
okay.
basically, what this is, and let me just pull it up here because I never know it by heart, you know. My brain just like sometimes gets fried throughout the day. So bear with me. So basically, what this is it's going to be end up being an added form of protection for you. And it's really because I have you at the discounted pricing program, you know,
right.
that we don't typically advertise. Okay. So let me do this. Okay. Well, where did it go? Of course, you know, I have it pulled up and then all of a sudden I got all these tabs open. Ay, ay, ay. There we go. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay. All right. So before I process your payment, I will be walking you through what is called a voice verification recording. And the reason, Ivan, is that I have you at a discounted pre-agreement for you, which is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing, okay, with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything you don't understand, Ivan, do me a favor. Please stop me so that we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And
okay.
then I will rephrase it for you. I want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process your payment. Is that good? Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So here's how it reads. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Reyes Painting, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ivan Reyes, owner of the business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Ivan, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from our customer service number, and I'm going to text that to you right now, okay? I am going to ask you that when you get a moment, please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. So this way you never lose our phone number, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to text it to you right now. And just so you know what the number is, it is 877-635-6225, okay?
Okay.
So I'm also going to include in that text as well your login credentials for your client dashboard. So it's going to include your username and password. And we'll go over that right before we disconnect once we've done
okay.
everything here. Okay? So let me send that to you now. Okay. There it goes. All right. Now, As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash, okay? You will be provided a security question, and this is to verify the call is coming from local Splash and not another company. You can choose between one of the three: your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
First pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Simba.
Simba?
Yeah.
Z-I-M-B-A or?
S-I-M-B-A.
Simba. Okay. Aw. Now, when we call you, you ask, what's my security question? We'll tell you Simba. If for some reason they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. It's not us calling. Or if they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for example, several of my clients, they get called by a company called Yelp. Okay? They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you're interested in trying it out, let me know, Ivan, and we can offer you a discounted rate, okay?
Gotcha.
Now, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
As a part of our verification process, it is essential that local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other items recommended by Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame, okay, may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $399. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will be automatically renewed on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $249. Now, this is a monthly recurring payment. Once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, it has been noted that the team needs to contact you and speak with you directly before activating your leads, okay, so that you can let them know when to activate them, okay?
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number that I had asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Now, if you need a pause or cancel it, it is requested that you speak with a live representative. If you have to leave them a message, they will reply back to you in 24 hours. I mean, in no more than 24 business hours, okay?
Okay.
They're really good at about getting back to you right away, but you're going to have an account manager too. Now, to prevent the charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
There is a couple of things I got to ask about.
Yes. Go ahead.
So you said the reoccurring billing, right? The 240 something, 250.
The 249. Yeah. So
yeah,
the
yeah,
249,
yeah.
What that's covering, so remember, the ideal package is two parts. It's the part A that's covering the Google business profile verification and optimization of the profile, the Google business profile on the first page in the local map, maintenance of it, programming, being local. It includes the Facebook advertising, Yelp, Apple Maps, branding of those pages, and it also includes what we call the mobile platform. That is what the $249 a month is covering, right? So that payment is always going to be the 18th of every month. You're not being charged for the Google guaranteed leads because right now all you're paying is $150 for the application, right?
Okay.
But no leads, Right. You still got time. No leads are going to be charged. Even if, let's say you got approved in a month, right? We call you in 1 month and we say, hey, you've been approved. You could say, please don't activate my leads yet. I will call you or call me in 3 weeks and let's see if I have the money to activate them then. Okay?
Okay.
We're not just going to automatically activate them, but on the 18th of each month, remember, you're always going to have that $249 charge. When you get approved for Google Guaranteed, if you want to drop that part A of the package, you can, and just stick with Google Guaranteed. Okay? Does that make sense?
So basically, yeah, so basically I'm going to always be charged that $249.
Yes,
so,
until you cancel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until I cancel it. And then the $640 or whatever like that, the $50 client. That's going to be whenever I decide I want it. So then within probably around like 3 months, that's going to be like around $800 or something like that for like every month.
There might be a time. Like I'll give you an example. Let's say you got verified, right? And you had just paid your $249 on the 18th. Well then, okay. So now we're talking, we're the 20th and we're calling you and saying, hey, you got approved. Do you want us to activate the leads? And then you say, you know what? Yeah, go ahead and activate them now. There is going to be 1 month where you are paying the $249 and the, I never know the number by heart. I think it's $664. Yeah. So you know that there is going to be a month that you would be paying a little over $800, right? However, $664 and then the $249 is, I think, a little over $900. Let me just take out my calculator here.
Yeah,
I'm not good with
it.
Yeah, something like that, right? So, but let's say it's 3 months, right? You've been with us 3 months.
Okay.
Or let's say you've been with us 2 months, right?
Okay.
So it's 2 months and you're coming up on your third month. It's like, let's say it's the 16th, right? You know the 18th, they're going to take out the $249, right? But on the 16th, you got approved for Google Guaranteed. And they're calling you and saying, hey, you got approved. If you want to activate the leads that day on the 16th, you can. And you could tell them, hey, listen, can you drop the other package of the $249 so that way you don't get charged the $249 on the 18th? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So you have that option. This is not a contract, okay? We're not going to hold you hostage. But yes, to be kind of a little bit more clear, absolutely. There might be a month where you are going to be paying a little over $900 because you're paying the $249 on the 18th. And then whenever you activate your leads, then you're paying, you know what I mean? The $664.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I think I get you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
All right. Okay. And you said you had a couple other questions. What other questions did you have?
I can't remember. One of them you answered while you was like explaining it, so I don't have that one anymore.
You're like, I don't remember now. Yeah, anytime you have questions, and here's the thing. We're here with you every step of the way. We are not just going to automatically turn on your leads, okay? Who knows? You might land a job, right? And you're like, oh, man, now I'm on this project. I can't get to leads right now, and you just got approved. And you're going to be on this project, let's say, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks. Then you say, listen, can you call me back in 6 weeks to see about activating my leads? Then we call you back. Okay?
Oh,
hey, Ivan, we're calling you because I know you said to call you in 6 weeks to activate your leads. Are you ready to activate them? And then you might say, yeah, go ahead and activate them now. Or you know what? Can you guys activate them on Friday? I'll have the money in the bank then. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I'm here.
So we're not going to put you in a bad spot, but here's what I do want to be transparent with you. We don't want you to get approved and then here we are 6 months later and you've never activated your lease because now you're losing opportunities. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
we don't want that to happen. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right. So just going back, you know, again, I do have to ask you if you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So the next thing that we need to do, I've already scheduled your client interview. I need to take down the payment information. We'll process payment. You're going to get a receipt sent to you right away. And then I don't know if you're still driving, but I would love to go over the receipt with you so that way you see everything there. And then there's just a couple other messages that you'll get as well that I want to go over with you. And in fact, let me explain one of them that you will be receiving. Okay. So okay. When we're getting you verified through Google for the Google Business Profile, this is aside from the Google Guarantee. Okay. We're going to ask you to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us pictures if you have a business license or registration, business insurance. Send us photos of that. There's a list that we provide you, and some of them you might not have. And that's okay. You're just going to send us the ones that you do. None of those pictures are going to post up anywhere online. We just need it for the back office when we're getting you verified through Google, because Google might require some of those. And we don't want to have to stop and then say, oh, hey, Ivan, we need you to send us this stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me, someone's chatting me a quick message. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. And then, Ivan, do you know the card that you're using? Does it have, like, your name, the business name, or is it in both? Do you know?
My name.
Your name. Okay. How does your name read on it? Is it just Ivan Reyes, or is there, like, a middle initial?
No, it's just Ivan Reyes. I don't have a middle initial.
Oh, okay. And then, is it the same billing address, the 2908 Wimpole, W-I-M-P-O-L-E, right, Avenue?
No, it's for a different address.
Okay. Give me 1 second. What's the billing address for that card?
254.
Uh-huh.
Gilbert.
Okay.
Gilbert Drive.
Uh-huh.
And, going to be in Rutledge, Tennessee.
Starts with an R, right?
Yeah.
R-U-T-R-I-D-G-E?
R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E.
Oh, Rutledge. Ay, ay, ay. Sorry. And what's the zip code?
37861.
No, like unit or apartment number, nothing like that, right?
Yeah, nothing like that.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4229210003290005.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. 4229-2100-0032-9005.
Correct.
Expiration month and year?
0229.
02 of 29. And the CVV code on the back?
218.
Okay, so bear with me here. I'm just going to be updating the package. I'm making sure first that we apply that other credit. And I probably only need about 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all set. When will you be home so that way you and I are able to go over your receipt?
Give me about like 30 minutes.
Okay. Why don't I give you an hour to give you some time?
All right. That works.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Just because I prefer to go over the receipt with you just to kind of address anything on there so that way you see, okay, yes, that's true. I'm only paying the $249 on the 18th of every month. Okay. And just, okay. It just kind of goes over the products. Okay. So bear with me here, my dear. Let's see. business is the ideal package. I got to make sure that that credit is applied. Of course, nothing's ever where I need it to be at. You know? It's like you're looking for something and it's, where did it go? How do you feel about your website? I think it looks great. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. There's a few tweaks that I need to do that I haven't got to yet.
Okay, good, good. So you know how to maneuver through it pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Good for you. Are you paying a hosting fee? Like, do you renew the domain?
Yeah.
Good. Make sure you always renew it. Always, always, always renew it, because I've seen sometimes where people forget to renew it, and then it's like, oh, man, then their website's gone. So make sure you stay on top of that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. All right, let me go here, and let me just apply this credit here so that way you get the discount. So application fee, we're going to get rid of that part. That's going to be minus $100 on that. Let me save that. Okay. If at any time, okay, you would want us to recreate a website for you, let us know and we can create one for you. It doesn't cost you additional. Okay, just an FYI. If you ever want a new website. Okay?
Okay. You could try it, yeah. I mean, like, as long as it doesn't take my domain, I just will, like, kind of look at it and see if, compare it.
You know what I'll do? I'm going to send you an example. I'll send you an example. I'll text it to you just so you can kind of look at it. This way, if at any time, and I'm going to tell you why, because if we use your domain, what will happen is it's going to override whatever you created, and I wouldn't want to do that, right? So I'll send you an example. You know what I mean? And this way, if you are ever interested, like let's say you just said, you know what, I think I want them to create me a website, let us know and we'll create you one. It's not going to cost you more money, okay? It would be included. Yeah. I mean, your website looks great. I'm just saying, if there's ever a time, then you know you can, you know, we're kind of like, I would call it a one-stop shop, you know? When you're filling out your application, we're going to send it to you via text and email. When you're filling out the Google Guaranteed application, okay, it's going to ask you business owner name. It'll even ask you how many employees, okay? Now, if you have any employees, that's fine, but the kind of employees we're talking about is someone who's face-to-face doing the bidding with the potential prospect and you. If that's only you doing it, then you don't want to mention you have employees or else Google's going to want their information and run their background check. Okay?
Yes.
That's not necessary. We don't want that happening. Okay? So just an FYI. It'll ask you, like, what areas do you want to target? You can also notate the areas that you want to target within that as well. Okay? There's a part that will ask you what's your minimum monthly budget. You can notate that in there as well. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll put it there on the email too, so that way you have it. Okay, so let me share the timeline with you real quick, and then I'll call you in an hour, so that way we can go ahead and go over your receipt. But your receipt was sent to you via text and email, because we want you to save it for your tax purposes, okay? So, starting from Monday, because the technicians are going to be working on this, but they also want to verify all the information with you, too, because they're not just going to take my word for it. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. Okay? Those can start generating phone calls for you, and you're able to start logging in and tracking your results. Okay? 7 to 14 days, the Facebook ads are live, visible. Those could already start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state, Ivan, in our terms and conditions, okay, that we sent you in writing, getting you verified through Google, creating the profile, optimizing that profile to the first page in the local map and maintaining it there, timeline is always going to be 45 to 60 days. Even though many times I've seen it happen sooner, I prefer to stick to that timeline Because I like to under-promise and over-deliver. When you see it happen sooner, you're going to be even happier, right?
Right.
However, as these steps are being processed, we're also going to be sending you notifications. So we're going to notify you, hey, you're on the first page. We're going to notify you when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's attached to the Google profile. We're going to notify you when you're listed in the directory. So we want to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed. Okay? Okay. Now, I'm going to call you in an hour so that way we can go over your receipt. And then any questions on the application, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm here until 4, which is 7 o'clock your time.
Okay, sweet.
But it's a pretty simple application. There is nothing complicated about it. If there's something that doesn't, like on the license part, it doesn't apply to you, move on. It's going to show you what document to upload for the insurance. It's just the COI, the Certificate of Liability Insurance. They call it the Accord. We give you an example. We don't need all the pages. Okay?
Gotcha.
But Ivan, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you. Okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So it's almost 1 o'clock for me, which is going to be 4 for you.
Right.
I'm going to right now they're going to do an update on my computer. That's why I say, let me call you in an hour to make sure you got your receipt. Okay. It's just, they're switching me from, because I've been using my laptop, they're switching me to my PC now. So just in case if there's any hiccups, but if I get done sooner, I'm going to call you. Okay, so I'm going to say I'll call you by 2 o'clock, which is going to be 5 o'clock your time, okay?
Right,
and
yeah.
It only takes a couple minutes just for us to go through the receipt and any other questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ivan, awesome. I'll talk to you shortly then, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.